Hello, Heartlands. My name is Raynor Francis Manu, and I would like to welcome you to the Sounds of Heartlands podcast. I'll be your host, guiding you through conversations with members of our Heartlands community, so they can not only share their stories, but life insights with us all. Today's episode focuses on well-being support in schools and the people who help students when things feel overwhelming or difficult. And today we're joined by Jackie, who works with Place to Be Service here at Heartlands, supporting students with their emotional well-being. Welcome.
Thank you, Raynor.
How do you feel?
Excited. Ooh. Really happy to join you in your podcast.
I'm happy that you're here.
Nice.
So to start off with, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role within Place to Be?
Okay, so myself, I'm a BACP accredited integrative psychotherapist and a clinical supervisor. Mm-hmm. So what that means in a nutshell is I'm a school counsellor in your school. And Place to Be have a project set up in Heartlands on a Monday, half day, and an all-day Thursday and an all-day Friday. Currently, that's the pattern for the project. So I'm the project manager. So I oversee those days. Mm-hmm. And on the other 2 days, Thursday, Fridays, we have counsellors coming in. Mm-hmm. And they're trainee counsellors, but they're trainee maybe to working in a school, but they're qualified counsellors. So they want to gain more experience in school counselling because it's quite a niche set of counselling skills. Mm-hmm. So I oversee their work and I'm their clinical supervisor whilst they're working here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on this podcast, we do a round called Quick Fire Favourites. Mm. You just have to answer the question as quick as you can.
Okay, let's do this.
Favourite subject?
Something creative like art.
Okay, favourite book?
Ooh, off the top of my head, The Alchemist.
Favourite film?
I really like that film Limitless. I can watch it so many times.
Favourite country?
You know what, I was trying not to say Jamaica, but sorry guys. Sorry, it's got to be Jamaica.
Favourite break time snack?
Something like, I like the Marks and Spencers. It's like a chocolate chip flapjack thing.
Okay. Favourite hobby outside of school?
I like swimming and I like exercising, so like gym type of activities, stuff like that.
Okay, I don't know if you would know the answer to this, but you probably do know about the school events that take place. So what would be your favourite one?
I haven't attended them, but I like how everybody gets like excited about things like Culture Day and mm-hmm. Search Day.
Okay.
Because I like seeing the students looking happy, so...
Okay, yeah. And a fun fact people wouldn't know about you.
Fun fact people wouldn't know about me. Once upon a time, mm-hmm. I got to intermediate level in Kiswahili.
What's that language?
It's a language, yeah. I looked the way you looked at me, you were shocked.
But what country language is that?
They speak it in Tanzania, Kenya, throughout East Africa.
Okay.
You know that Lion King song?
Yeah.
That's like that region where they speak.
I did not know that.
Swahili, yeah.
Okay. So for students who may not know, what is Place to Be and how does it work in school?
So Place to Be is a charity. Mm-hmm. So they offer emotional well-being like counselling throughout different schools throughout the UK. Mm-hmm. And they do things like one-to-one counselling. Mm-hmm. Something called Place to Talk, which is like a shorter session, which is a solution-focused based session. They do group work. They mm-hmm. do support for parents. They work with primary school children all the way up to high school children. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so how would a student usually access support?
For Place to Be? Mm-hmm. Ideally, you would let your tutor know. Mm-hmm. You'd let any teacher know, really.
Okay.
That in school. However, my office is in N52 and there's a big circle that says Place to Be on there. So you're always welcome to knock on the door and mm-hmm. find out from me and I can direct them to the right places as well. So it's about letting a staff member in the school know so the staff member can then signpost them to the right avenues to getting access to Place to Be.
Okay. So what does a first session feel like for someone that's coming in who's nervous?
The very, very first step of it all, mm-hmm. What it would feel like is, I'd imagine what it feel like is, they might feel a bit nervous. They actually might feel really self-conscious that other people in the school might be curious about why they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They might worry about confidentiality, like what's going to stay private and what's not going to stay private. They might worry about, does that Jackie woman look like someone worth talking to? Can she be trusted? They might think, will teachers be upset if I come and I've missed the lesson? They might be worried about their parents knowing that they've spoken to me. So it's going to be a big step sometimes.
Okay. And so for people that feel like that, what would your advice be?
I'd say work through it, because the other side of that is a world of positive change.
Mm-hmm.
You get to speak to me and I can explain to you in person about some of the stuff that actually can take place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an opportunity to put those concerns to rest, because some of them are genuine concerns and some of them are not really things that are worth worrying about.
Okay. So in terms of your journey, how did you get into this kind of work?
Counselling?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a long one. Okay. Back in the day, in a whole nother life, I was a hairdresser and a makeup artist. That had nothing to do with counselling. And as a hairdresser and a makeup artist, people talk to you. It's a bit like being a barber. If anyone's gone to a barber shop?
Yeah.
Anyone's been to, like, seen adults in movies when they go to the bartender, they tell the bartender thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or they sit in the back of a cabbie and they're telling the cab driver stuff.
Yeah.
Some professions just have a way of people opening up to you. And being a hairdresser was definitely one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
And after about maybe 10 plus years of being a hairdresser, I got to do a lot of different things. I got to travel the world, in fact. And work in theatre, and I was really doing well. But I kind of felt like, actually, I want to do more than give somebody highlights and a cut and blow dry. I'd like to be able to access them in a different way and support them in a different way. And so I started training to become a counsellor.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what inspired you to work with students?
Yeah, I never intended to work with children and young people when I trained as a counsellor. I thought I was going to become a marriage therapist. I don't know why. I just thought it looked cool. But when I started training, I got a job as a youth support worker. So I started doing youth work for a London borough. And I realised how fun it is talking to young people and how easy I found talking to young people. And from that, it grew. And I started working in youth counselling services. And then I worked in a substance misuse service for young people who went into schools delivering substance misuse work. And that was my first experience of working in schools. And I liked it because it reminded me of how much I could have benefited from that when I was in school, but didn't have that kind of a service. So I thought it's my strange way of giving back.
Oh, that's kind of cute. So what's the most rewarding part of your job?
Seeing a young person make a positive change for themselves, I love that. Or even just helping a young person understand that they've got options, because the way minds work when you are young, which is very natural, it's part of child development, is that there's a lack of understanding different options sometimes just because of being so new to life. So I like it when I help a young person understand, yeah, you could do this, but you could do that. So there's more than one choice to make a decision for what you're going to do for yourself. And so I find that rewarding when they understand that.
So have you seen moments where support has really made a difference?
Yeah. Extreme cases where there's been somebody going through a lot of private suffering where they've not shared it. And then they've shared it and it's made a huge change for them, where their life circumstances have actually changed because the circumstances they were living in weren't safe. So something's got involved, but that's made it better for them. So there's that, all the way up into just seeing them, people have better relationships with their friends and family, and better confidence in themselves. That stuff is, yeah, I've seen those changes.
Okay. So in terms of just your day-to-day life, what keeps you motivated in this work?
I find Heartlands quite a nice place to work. I find people easy to talk to. I find that the environment is, it's encouraging for wanting pupils to achieve better. So we're all on the same page with that. So that's been really motivating. Accessing the places, it's not that the school isn't in the back end of the sticks of the back end of the sticks, so it's easy to get to, and it looks so clean. I can't get over how, even when there's things thrown all over the floor, I still think the school is not as bad as it could be. I think it looks nice. You've got a nice looking school.
Yeah, we do have a nice looking school. Yeah, it's quite bougie actually.
It's nice.
Yes, it's been a good 5 years.
Oh, good.
So, in terms of talking about the school environment, as you have, what's it like working within a school-based support system?
Yeah, it has its challenges. That's what I mentioned earlier about counsellors who come and train to work in schools with young people, because it's not like counselling in any other setting. School is an educational system. It has its own systems, rules, regulations and stuff. And in amongst that, trying to fit in something therapeutic can be challenging, because counselling, I'd say, is more of a creative skill set. And there's not always scope to do that in something that's as structured as education. Yet, it can be done. It has been done. And so I find the challenge interesting, because there's principles and methods that work really well, and it can build a lot of good skill sets for counsellors.
So how do you help students feel safe and comfortable opening up?
I let them know that they're welcome to go at their own pace. There's no pressure to share anything. And I think what makes an important point is I always explain what safeguarding is. I always explain you're free to tell a counsellor whatever you like. There's nothing off limits about what you want to talk to. However, these are the limits of safeguarding that I've got to stick to. If you talk about harm to yourself or another person, then I'm going to have to tell the school, and it's because we want to keep you safe. So I think once I let a young person know that, they're making an informed choice about what they share. No one's being tricked. It's transparent.
Yeah.
And I think that can help them feel safe, that there's nothing hidden there.
Okay. So in terms of people that are listening and thinking that their problem might not be big enough to come to speak to you about, or they feel like it's not worth the time, what are some of the most common reasons students come for support?
It could be lots of different things, really, like anxiety, exams, peer stress, how they feel about themselves, self-esteem, worry about the future. But I always tell, I let any, and there's no problem that's too small, really. There's no problem that's too big. Anything that keeps you concerned or worried, or things you want to change, you're welcome to come and talk about it.
Okay, so why do you think people often misunderstand asking for help?
Yeah, I think it can do with how society views mental well-being and mental health and vulnerability. Sometimes people think being vulnerability is a weakness, when actual fact it's a strength, because if you can be vulnerable and look to seek solutions on how to share that with another person without it destroying you, that's a real strength. So people can have a misconception about it. People can have stigma around anything to do with mental health, and somebody can think, oh, if you talk to a counsellor, that means you're broken, you need fixing. When in actual fact, if more people spoke to a counsellor, they might get a better perspective on things, and you know, the world could be different. I'm not saying like counsellors are there to bring about world peace. I'm not taking it so deep like that. But what I'm saying is, talking about feelings, thoughts, behaviours, things you want to improve on to anybody who you think you trust and care about your outcomes can be beneficial.
Okay. That's really interesting.
You think?
Yes, I do. I do love these kind of conversations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Deep chats.
Yeah. So I'd like to give you a little bit of time just to share anything that you feel is important for the students to hear, and anything that you came on the podcast wanting to say or explain.
Okay. So yeah, for every year group, actually, there's something important. I think start from year 11s down. So year 11s, this is an ending for you, and endings can be positive. Yeah, it's a big step. You're about to step out into a whole nother chapter, and I'm really excited for you. But if in that moment you feel a little worried because it's a new step, you're welcome to come and stop by my office and just have a talk about it. And if I don't have the time, I can find one of the counselors that might have the time, but it'd be just nice to let you know that endings can be positive new beginnings, and I wish you all the luck with what you're going on to do. Year 10s, you're going to be stepping into that year 11 place. So I'm really rooting for you. I feel positive about what you're going to go into. When you prepare your future and you think about the things that are going to benefit your future self, you've got more chance of getting what you want there. So I'm really thinking of year 10s. Year 9s, you know what? I don't know if this is a popular thing to say, but I always think of year 9s as the middle child, because I was the middle child. Same. You're not the first.
I'm the middle child.
You're not the first, and you're not the cute baby that everyone's like pandering over, right? But I see you, year 9s, and trust me, it's a tough year, because you're kind of like in limbo.
Yeah, like you're navigating.
You're navigating, you're trying to find yourself, you've got a lot going on, and it's a very difficult year. But don't think you're unseen, because you're not. Year 8s, you were once that year 7 and now you're up, but you're still young in the school, and you've got a lot of exciting things going on, and it's nice to get to know more of you. Actually, I'd love to get to know more year 8s. It's a really exciting year, but you're looking ahead of a lot of years ahead of you, so it might feel quite daunting. So bear that in mind. You can always come to Place to Be when you have things on your mind. And year 7s, what a transition from year 6 to 7.
Aww.
It's a big step, yeah. You're big in this step. School, you've got all these big kids around you. You've got, you know, it's strange, right? Mm-hmm. But as again, Place to Be is there to help you transition, to feel comfortable so you don't feel intimidated and you're welcome into high school. So something for everybody, I think, yeah.
Definitely. Aww. It's a nice little message to everyone that's listening. And what would you say to the little teachers out there?
Yeah, teachers, you do an amazing job. I wish teachers got paid footballers' money. I've always said that. Teachers and nurses, I think it's like no one really knows the challenges that they have.
Mm.
I work with one pupil at a time, maybe two. They work with a whole class. Yeah, so it's a real skill set. And I commend the work they do. And I know it's stressful at times, and I know there's a lot of demand. So I always want to encourage teachers to reach out and have a chat as well. Just when you want to vent, you're welcome to. And I admire them.
Definitely. Okay, so I'd like to thank you for joining us today and for being a part of this episode. I hope it's given everyone listening a better understanding of what support looks like in school and the role of Place to Be. So to sign off, my thought of the week is, sometimes the hardest thing is not what we're going through, but it's choosing to talk about it. So this is Raynell signing off. Until next time, thank you.